Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What's the value of the church to the Lord? What's more important to Him than the church? Do you know of anything? Somebody said, well, souls. What do you think the church is? What do you think it means, building His church? How does the church get built? With living stones. Me, you. Everybody that gets born again is a living stone that's sealed into place in this building by the Holy Spirit. And when the building is completed, that's it. That's it. He's coming back and going to indwell this building for eternity in His full glory. My, my, my. What's more important to Him than His church? Are building His church, then let's not get distracted by any other things that's happening in the earth. Let's get our focus on this. Is that okay?
Yes.
The Bible said, verse 27, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Now see, He pulls that other illustration in with this one now. He that loves his wife loves himself. Does Jesus love us?
Yes.
Does He love His wife?
Yes.
Does He love His body?
Yes.
Does He love His church?
Yes.
Yes, yes. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. Even as the Lord, the what?
Church.
The Lord does what with the church?
Yes.
He nourishes. Well, we got to back up. He loves the church. In verse 28, He nourishes the church. He cherishes the church. I know I'm repeating myself, but is the church important to our Lord?
Yes.
He loves the church. He's interested in continuously nourishing the church.
Yes.
He cherishes the church.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And He talked about verse 32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Every one of our marriages ought to be a witness other people can see of how Jesus loves the church and how the church loves Jesus. And people don't even know God ought to be able to see us and see the love of God for His church and the love of the church for her Lord. Every one of our marriages ought to be a living, walking revelation of Christ and the church. Go to Acts, please. I think I can close with this. Acts, what is it, 20? Acts 20. What is the value of the church to our Lord? What priority is the church? Then what should it be to us? Acts 20. Are you there? In Acts 20 and 28, He's talking to the leaders of these churches. He says, take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed what?
The church.
Well, what's the minister's job? He's an overseer. He's to oversee the activities of it. That doesn't mean do it all.
Exactly.
Amen. If you're trying to do it all, you're a poor overseer.
Right.
If you're trying to do it all, you're not overseeing. Not doing your job. Besides that, you got all these folk doing nothing. Need to be doing something. So they get some reward. So they'll develop. He said, the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, and you are to feed the church of God. How many remember when Jesus, after he's raised from the dead, talking to Peter after he'd betrayed him? You remember that? Took him aside. Peter, do you love me? Wow, that's a question. Right? Especially in light of what he's done recently. You know, stood out there and denied he even knew the Lord. Cursed and said, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know him. And now the master, risen from the dead, looks at you with those eyes and says, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes. Yes, what did he say? Of all the things he could have said. What am I talking about? I'm talking about what's important to him. Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, sir, I love you. He said, feed my lambs, my little ones. Looked at him again. Peter, do you love me? He thought, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, you know everything. You know I love you. Feed my sheep. What's important to the master? Why are we having church this morning? Huh? Why? Do you care about building the church up?
Yes.
Do I care?
Yes.
Do we care about building the kingdom beyond ourselves?
Yes.
Do we have enough sense to know we're not the church?
Yes.
We're just a part?
Yes.
Do we want to build up other parts?
Yes.
Do we want to make the Lord happy?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You want to do something for a parent? You want to really touch a parent? You want to really make a friend out of a parent? What do? Do something for their kids. It'll mean a lot more than doing it for them. Do something for their kids. It'll come right back to them. You got a friend. You want to please God? Do something for his kids. You want to make him happy? You want to give him joy? Bless his kids. Help his kids. Do something for his church. His body. He said the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God. What? Read the last phrase. The church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. What a term. What a phrase. How much stronger could you say it? How much bigger of a price could you pay? You can't pay a bigger price. I mean, you can pay your money, you can pay your stuff, but when you pay your blood, you don't have anything else to pay. When you pay your blood, that's it. You're out. You're gone. You're done. And he did. I said he did. He shed his blood, and he wasn't just bleeding because he couldn't help it because they took him and crucified. No, he said, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down, and I got power to take it up again. I've received this commandment from my Father. He proved they couldn't take him, didn't he? They came, and they're about to grab him and take him, and they said, you know, who are you looking for? And they told him, he said, I told you, I am. And when he said that, the whole bunch of them fell out. All the guys that are going to take him into custody are laying on the ground shaking. He had to wait on them to get back up, to get him. They're standing shaking. You fellas strong enough to take me in now? Give us a minute. He laid his life down of his own free will. What is important enough that you would do that? What is that valuable that God would give his son, that the son would give his precious, spotless, sinless blood and pay every last drop of it? What is that valuable? You. Me. So the next time the devil tells you ain't worth much, you tell him he is a liar. God's not dumb. He doesn't pay $1 trillion for a $3 item. Does he? God's not dumb. But he was willing to pay the most valuable thing in all creation. The Bible says you were not redeemed. You couldn't be redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But you have been redeemed by the precious, precious. What does precious mean? Valuable. More valuable than all the gold and platinum and precious metals and more valuable than anything in the universe is the blood of the Lamb, and he willingly paid it for his church. Oh, glory to God. He bought the church. He has purchased the church with his own blood. I'd say the church is of the highest priority to the Lord Jesus. It is. What else is more important to him? I don't know of anything else that is more important to him. So what about us? What about Faith Life Church? What about the people in Faith Life Church? Huh? What's job one? He said, I'm going to build my church. What do we say? I'm with you. I'm with you. What's important first thing Monday morning? Building the church. Yes. Last thing Tuesday night, building the church. Yes. What are we going to do? Build the church. Yes. Build the church. Yes. Build the church. Long as we draw a breath, long as we got a dollar, long as we can lift our hands and do something, what? Build his church. And will it be a good investment?
Yes.
It will not be in vain. It will last forever. Yes. The gates of hell shall not prevail. It will last.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes. And it will prevail over all. Oh, one of these days it won't be long. The Lamb is going to stand up. And there are going to be many that follow him. Robed in white. People going, to, who is that? Who are those people? They're with him. He lives with them. They stay with him. They live with him. He's appointed them the rulership over all his kingdom. Who are those people? Who are those people? They'll say, they are those who've washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb. They are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're his forever. Glory to God. Say it out loud. I am his.
I am his.
He is mine.
He is mine.
He is our head.
He is our head.
We are his body.
We are his church.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me